Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome, language lovers, to an assemblage of grandiose and bombastic grandiloquence. Join us as we examine a word. Salutations, you beautiful thing you, and thank you for joining me once again. No, I'm not sick, and it's not the mumps. In fact, cast the viral infection that affects the salivary glands, easily preventable by vaccination, far from your mind, as we explore today's word, mumpsimus. Mumpsimus is a word to describe a stubborn person who insists on making an error in spite of being shown that it is wrong. Okay, bring the mumps back into your mind as I provide you with this little example. You might say, Geraldine is being a real mumpsimus. She insists on not vaccinating young Sammy for mumps, even though we've given her numerous pamphlets detailing scientific research, procedures, and outcomes. Okay, you can forget the mumps again now. Thank goodness none of us know a mumpsmith like that, right? The origin of this word is rather clever. It's a malapropism, or incorrect but amusing adaptation of the word sumpsimus, which means adherence to or persistence in using a strictly correct term in rejection of a more common but technically incorrect form. The story goes that an illiterate priest used mumpsimus instead of sumpsimus during Mass, and when someone attempted to correct him, he replied that he would not change his old mumpsimus for his critic's new sumpsimus. Perhaps the first time we see it in writing is 1530, where William Tyndale's book Practice of Prelates states that the men whom Cardinal Wolsey had asked to find reasons why Catherine of Aragon was not truly the wife of King Henry VIII of England were all lawyers and other doctors, mumpsimuses of divinity. An excellent use, I think you'll agree. In 1883, John Bergen commented on errors in translation in the Bible. If men prefer their mumpsimus to our sumpsimus, let them by all means have it, but pray, let them keep their rubbish to themselves, and at least leave our Saviour's words alone. Oof, heated stuff. But in the end, isn't language wonderful?
Gollum has an unhealthy obsession about some bit of jewelry.
Doesn't even know this is what the precious is. Stupid therapist.
Cookie Monster's a bit of a stress eater.
Cookie, cookie, cookie!
And homicidal robots really just want their best friend back.
I know I did and said things that she regrets. But why is that my problem?
What all these monsters really need is therapy. The podcast Therapy for Monsters finally puts monsters in the therapy chair with a real therapist. Me, Tim, your friendly neighborhood therapist. If you'd like to learn a bit and laugh a bit, check out Therapy for Monsters on your favorite podcast app.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.